says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. Jesus is coming back. There's two sides to the picture. It is an encouraging picture for people who are living their lives for Jesus, but it's not just a picture for people who believe. It's actually a picture for everyone. Friends, real reality doesn't care whether you believe it or not. Even if you're Canadian. Jesus is coming back. There will be no non-believers on that day. Every knee will bow. Every tongue will confess. There won't be debate. There won't be confusion. But there will be mourning, deep mourning, for those who have not lived their lives for Jesus Lord. It's going to be awesome when the Almighty comes. And it's going to be terrible. But it's not just about someday in the future. John's point is that even though Jesus hasn't made himself visible yet, we're living in this opaque time, but this is still real reality right now. So things aren't what they seem. Right? The natural world that we live in is not the most real thing out there. There's another reality that's far more real, even though every day we're at risk of losing sight of it. But it's breaking into our world. And it has broken. Friends, not only is Jesus returning in the clouds, but he's here already. Here we come across one of the biggest mysteries in the book, and that's the mystery that we're going to grapple with over the next several weeks. And this mystery is that being a Jesus follower isn't primarily about following rules or doing Christian things. It's actually about living your life in a certain way because you see Jesus. Seeing Jesus is absolutely central. 40 times throughout the book of Revelation, John is going to say, I saw. 25 more times he's going to say, look or behold. And the reason for this emphasis is that keeping our eyes on Jesus, like think of Peter as he gets out of the boat and starts walking on the water. And at first his eyes are on Jesus. He's seeing Jesus, and that's where abundant life is. Seeing Jesus is absolutely central to life as a Christian. As an aside, this is why we're going to be telling these testimonies to each other, right? About seeing God at work in our lives. It's not just some side exercise. This is actually the main thing. We need to encourage each other in our faith, and so that we practice seeing Jesus in the midst of the opaque of our lives. I think about John, right? He's on Patmos. He's going to die there. But how do you think he's living? I think he's totally at peace. Even on Guantanamo Bay, right? So he's just seen the Alpha and the Omega show up. Patmos has nothing to scare him, right? Domitian is just small potatoes. He can't do anything to John. He's seen God. And so he's really living, even though he's on Patmos. Doesn't matter what's going on in your life. Really living is an option. It's what the church needs. This is what you need in order to really live. And friends, Jesus is here. He's on the move. He's at work in our church. He's at work in our city. And he wants to give you the eyes to see him so that you can enjoy the blessing of living within his love. He wants that. So will you live your life in light of real good? Heavenly Father, we come before you now and we acknowledge that we are people who have divided passions. Many times, while we do love you, we also love other things. There's things that distract